when was the last time you were a witness for Jesus? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Today's Devo made me think of being a little kid. When I was young, I used to want to be a judge, believe it or not, and I would make the neighbor kids and my little brother play courtroom with me, and I would reside over all of them, taking witnesses and lawyers, and it would always turn into an argument, and I don't think I would solve any problems, and I'm pretty glad that I didn't turn into a judge. But even so, I've always found law and all of that kinds of stuff interesting. And today's Devo was actually inspired by a courtroom. So let's dive in. It's called Can I Get a Witness by Davis McMurphy. I have a confession. For a long time, I was scared to witness to others about Jesus. I knew Jesus told his disciples that through the Holy Spirit's power, they would witness about him to the ends of the earth. Yet, I was afraid to witness to people because I didn't think I had a very good argument. I thought it was up to me to be the judge of my friends. I was so, so wrong. You see, in a courtroom setting, a witness is not the judge or jury. The witness doesn't get to make the decisions or judgments regarding the one on trial. And the witness isn't there to argue for or against whoever is on trial either. A witness's job is to tell their story. It's as simple as that. When I realized this, my perspective on witnessing completely changed. I wasn't scared anymore because I realized all I had to do was tell my story. The story of how God loved me before I was even born, and how he sent his son to die on the cross and be raised from the dead, freeing me from sin, shame, and condemnation. The story of how I have struggled with self-worth, but when I met Jesus, I realized I was wonderfully created by God. The story of how I struggled with anxiety, but I have hope knowing that God did not give me a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. You and I are not called to cast judgment. We are called to witness to the ends of the earth, telling our story of the goodness of God. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. Can you think of a time someone shared their own story of God's goodness with you? How did it impact you? Can you think of a time you experienced God's goodness? What was that like? Consider taking some time to thank God for this and ask him if this story is one he's inviting you to share. What questions do you have about witnessing to others about Jesus? Who is a trusted Christian in your life you could talk to about what it means to be a witness of God's love? As you and I can read in Acts 1:8, Jesus said, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Matthew 28, verses 16 through 20, Acts chapter 1, verses 1 through 11, as well as chapter 10, verses 34 through 48, and 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 15 through 18, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, and we're inviting you to join the Teen Summer Reading Challenge, starting June 1st. You'll grow in your faith by spending time in God's Word, and you could also win prizes. Each month, we're giving away fun rewards, and everyone who completes the challenge will be entered to win a grand prize bundle. Sign up now at unlocked.org/summer. Also, join us for tomorrow's Devo called Confessions of a Saint with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God's Word in your life.